Hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. Podcast land, that would be. Welcome to podcast number 2 of the conservativedailyblog.com podcast. I am Brian, once again coming at you. In a world of absolute cold darkness, I am your guiding light in the world of absolute cold and darkness. And boy, does it get interesting every day more and more. The rain raining down of totalitarian, soft tyranny, although I'm having a hard time calling it soft anymore, boy. Woo! Man. That Obama, he's something, isn't he? Man, the worship continues, and the very same hate that was spewed against George W. Bush, oh, he's a fiscal socialist, oh, he's deficits in the tank, we're never going to be paid back, we're bankrupt, we're broke, it's all his fault, and plus Obama himself continues to blame it on Bush, so I don't know what it is, it's a failure of the media, largely, but it's a failure of it's largely incompetent people who can't process a logical thought anymore. It seems like either they turn their brains off or they turn a blind eye, which I largely still believe and will continue to be. Even his legacy will continue to uphold the fact that he's an African American, and I truly believe that that's the impermeable layer that shall never be penetrated to oppose any of his policies. If it comes down to him absolute running this economy straight into the ocean, and we are broke, we are no longer a first world leading nation, I truly believe that this man will still have a legacy greater than Reagan, greater than FDR, any of the most revered modern day presidents. And then, of course, I've talked about this a lot with people, actually. I've mentioned this, and they think I'm absolutely nuts and crazy. But I'm basing what I'm about to say on long-standing rhetoric and long-standing 6 months. Well, actually, I'd say longer than that, because in the campaign, he talks the same way. I'm basing this on everything Barack Obama stands for, everything that he's represented up to this point. And that is our national security and what would happen if, God forbid, we are hit once again in a manner as bad as we were on 9/11 or perhaps worse. And he basically thinks that it's impossible, because the problem with Bush administration is that he infuriated the Islamic worlds, Islamic fascist extremists, and that now by opening our arms and embracing their culture and their ideologies, that we are no longer a threat, and we are we are no longer in danger because of that. But what I was going to say, and what I've been saying to people, is that I truly believe in the aftermath of what should happen. So 9/11 took place in the very early AMs, and then Bush eventually came on and addressed the nation. I believe Barack Obama would get up and say, once half of Alaska is blown into the ocean from a nuke launch from North Korea, Iran, somewhere like that, he would get up and say, "Today we've experienced a necessary loss, and our road towards building a more strongly dignified, sovereign national defense. This was a necessary step towards restoring our image of the world and is becoming the new leaders for a new era of hope and change," blah, blah, blah. So basically, I've hit the key buzzwords that Obama has used throughout the course of his candidacy, and now in his seat at the highest chair of the government as president. And I've also pointed out his flaws and his flawed mentality of how making nice shall fail him in the near future. But of course, it'll be a long, anxious wait to see how that all unfolds. But now I want to switch gears to some current happenings and just show you how your state-run, yes, state-run government media, which, as you know, by just even somewhat paying attention to the news media today is the media has now become a subservient fourth arm, fourth branch of the government. And specifically, there's specific news networks, obviously, NBC, CNN, who are definitely more in the tank than others. But the new controversy, or new controversy around statements made by David Letterman. And this is a far-left hack who's well past his time, and he needs to obviously go. Advertisers need to pull all ads immediately from CBS for that late-night hour. And, you know, obviously, if these comments were made about Barack Obama's daughters or some other prominent, or if these comments were made during the Clinton administration and about Chelsea Clinton, there would obviously be some flags raised and obviously some throats cut, political night shows or whatever the case may be. But Sarah Palin, woo boy, there is war waged against this noble, brave, courageous woman. And boy, she is someone that conservatives should be embracing with open arms. But let's get to the clip now of what Letterman said, in case you've missed it, which you probably haven't, but hopefully my commentary on it will be at least somewhat unique.
One awkward moment, though, during the game. Maybe you heard about it. Maybe you saw it on one of the highlight reels. One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game. During the seventh inning, her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. The category tonight, top 10 highlights of Sarah Palin's trip to New York City. I didn't even know she was coming. We should have tried to have her on the show.
I know.
Number two, bought makeup at Bloomingdale's to update her slutty flight attendant look. Had a wonderful time. The toughest part of her visit was keeping Elliot Spitzer away from her daughter. That was the hard part.
Absolutely amazing. Clearly this man is way past his time and needs to either immediately resign, or CBS needs to be taken... take account for his comments and immediately remove him from his position as their primetime night show talk host. But Sarah Palin rightfully called it his comments perverted, and he is a pervert. I mean, this man's 62 years old. He has children out of wedlock. Clearly, he's sexually deviant, and he, who knows what he does in his private time. I mean, I've heard a lot of public figures, talk show hosts. I know Adam Carolla, who's a X-Man show, Dancing with the Stars, syndicated radio host a few years ago in California. He has said personally, and he's not one to hide back how he feels about people, he said personally that David Letterman is a blowhard and he's not the most friendly guy you would want to meet. And I've heard, in comparison, because I know Adam's gone on a Jay Leno show before, and that Jay Leno comes backstage a few hours before you go on and have maybe a few drinks with you or make you feel welcome, maybe go over talking points for the interview that would be later on the show. But in comparison, Dave Letterman, you show up to the show, and he has staff members lay down some rules and regulations that don't look Dave. I don't know about something like that, but that he will have certain pet peeves or whatever you want to call them about what he expects out of his guests, that not confront him or not call him out and to follow basically his lead. And this man's sick. I mean, he's mentally deranged. I think that if he should be fired, that he should be publicly, I think the media should do its part to publicly throw this guy under the bus as much as possible, because this is just sick and absolutely disgusting. And no one is coming to her defense except the few voices on the internet blog scene and few voices on talk radio, but absolutely no one. They love this. They love this. They have orgasms all over it. Oh yeah. They just, it makes them tingle inside. They get thrills running up their legs. They get horny. They have orgasms. Yeah, just like at Obama rallies, they're left-wing ideologic orgasms. Mm-hmm. And there's a few media commentaries on this that I like to point out specifically. John Ziegler was on MSNBC with this anchoress, Contessa Brewer. Is it C-U-N-T? Contessa Brewer? Contessa, sorry. Contessa Brewer. John Ziegler, as you probably don't know, made a documentary entitled "How Sarah Palin or How Barack Obama Got Elected and Sarah Palin Was Targeted." Now, you didn't see this documentary. You didn't see this in the theaters. They don't show this these kind of documentaries in theaters because that's what Michael Moore is there to do, to show us the way and show us the truth. But John Ziegler, the director of this of that movie, who interviewed Sarah Palin after, as a component to his movie, and which was after obviously the election, and they had lost. But he came on the other day with this Contessa Brewer, and this is how the interview went. Now, if you have heard this already, this is a podcast and it's not live, so go ahead and skip about 2 or 3 minutes ahead if you've heard this and you would just like to hear the comments that I have for this cunning young woman.
And John Ziegler joins me now. He's a radio host with KGIL 1260 AM News Radio in Los Angeles, and has previously interviewed Palin and others for his film Media Malpractice: How Obama Got Elected. John, good to see you.
Thanks for having me. Always interesting to go out with the people with Barack Obama's official network.
Now, I know you're very critical of the way that journalists in general have dealt with Governor Palin. I want to ask you today about your interview with Sarah Palin.
Gee, I wonder why.
So let me begin with, do you want to do the interview? You want to talk about this?
Yeah, I'd be thrilled to. Let's go for it.
Let me ask you what Sarah Palin's problem with Letterman was. What was it about the top 10 list that hurt her feelings?
Well, I don't know if her feelings were hurt. You'd have to ask her. She called David Letterman pathetic, which I think was an understatement, because not only did he call her slutty, you left out the part where he also joked about her teenage daughter being knocked up by Alex Rodriguez in the middle of Yankee Stadium while she was at the game. By the way, I also happened to ask her about Keith Olbermann blatantly lying about her allegedly plagiarizing a speech, which she didn't do. I doubt that that'll come up on this particular network.
It's certainly not going to come up other than your mention in this particular interview, because I want to ask you about David Letterman and Sarah Palin. But again, if you'd like to talk about that, I'm willing to go forward with the conversation. Yes?
I'll talk about whatever you want. Hit me with your best shot.
Good. So in this case, it's comedy. To talk about her real itinerary in New York, it's kind of serious, not really funny. Why did she take such offense? She called him pathetic, so she obviously took offense. Why was she so offended by David Letterman?
Well, Contessa, since you're a female, you might be a better expert on whether or not it's appropriate to call a public figure slutty for no apparent reason, and to joke about her daughter being knocked up in the middle of Yankee Stadium while she's at the game. How would you feel about that, Contessa?
That's actually happened to me, and I'm fine. I'm still here.
Really? David Letterman joked about you being slutty and then about your daughter being knocked up?
Not David Letterman, but it's happened to me publicly. Okay, we'll change topics. Okay. How about this? We just got a new poll out that shows that a majority of Americans don't know who speaks for the Republican Party. In this case, Sarah Palin, we're showing the people who got some of the responses. You've got Rush Limbaugh and Dick Cheney and John McCain. What about Sarah Palin? Does she feel at all concerned that she's not seen as a voice for the Republican Party?
Let me get this straight. You find this surprising or shocking that because you and the media portray Republicans as old white men, that the public perceives Republicans as old white men, and you destroy in a blatant character assassination Sarah Palin's character, and the public thinks that she's not worthy of that, at least in some terms.
John,
yes,
in your interview with Sarah Palin, did you ask her any tough questions, or are you functioning now as her spokesperson?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so you interviewed her.
I'm curious
about the information you elicited from Sarah Palin.
This was a great interview. I urge anyone who's interested in the real Sarah Palin to go to howobamagotelected.com. You can listen to the whole 16 minutes. One of the questions I asked her was whether or not she felt dissed by John McCain when he went on Jay Leno, also on NBC, back when he was the host of The Tonight Show, and basically dissed her.
All right.
And surprise, she gave an incredibly classy answer, showing far more class than clearly most people on this network have.
I don't really know what to do with that. You know, I was honestly, I'm here to give you an opportunity I consider myself a common sense thinker. I haven't attacked you. And for you to come on and use those sort of insults insults me. Thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate that.
Okay.
Much
well,
more news ahead on
it.
Cut the mic, please. Much more news ahead on MSNBC.
Idiot. She's an idiot. John Ziegler clearly swept her under the rug. I don't think there's any debate about that. He owned her in every way. She's stapled to the ground, and I hope that there's a intern nearby who can scrape her off the floor after that. But anyways, I'm going to talk more a little bit more about that, and then one more example of attacks upon Sarah Palin. This one will be from this idiot news network on YouTube who has a lot of subscribers, but I don't know why, but you'll see just what I'm talking about when we come back. And for breaks, which we didn't have the first podcast we had, because that was really just not really an official show per se, but more of, you know, just laying the groundwork for the future episodes. But you obviously won't hear the breaks, and you'll basically they'll be non-existent, because we'll basically be back in 5 seconds for you. But in reality, I'm gonna usually take about 5 to 10 minutes just to reset myself and get some things together, and basically just to reset. So I'll take my first one now, and you'll hear back in about 20 seconds. The next segment of this podcast. Thanks for listening again, and we'll be right back.
Moment though during the game, maybe you heard about it, maybe you saw it on one of the highlight reels. One awkward moment for Sarah Palin at the Yankee game during the seventh inning. Her daughter was knocked up by Alex Rodriguez. You can see how that'd be awkward.
That was the funniest joke he told in 32 years. Oh my God. This guy's an idiot. This guy is a perverted, mental, retarded idiot who should be grounds for expulsion from the network. I'm telling you, if this was a daughter of a Democrat, he'd be gone. He'd already be kissing the streets and the sewers and begging at the mercy of the media to spare him. Okay, well, on to more Sarah Palin attacks. If you visited YouTube at all to watch news and news of any sorts, you probably have come across this news channel called TYT, the Young Twats, is it? No, the Young Turks. Now, they are obviously quite successful. They've got 50,000 views, and frankly, I think it's probably just because they came on early, and that's how you get a lot of people on the bandwagon when you're one of the only news sources available when it starts out. But anyways, now a lot of people will criticize, you know, whoever it may be, Rush Limbaugh or CNN, Fox News, but they don't actually sit and watch or give anything of any of these networks a fair shot. Now with the TYT people, I've actually went through at least 30 or so clips to give them a fair chance, and I feel like that's like my obligation if I'm going to talk, that I report fairly on anything that I'm critiquing. So I've watched their clips, and frankly, it's unintelligible rambling. They don't make any logical agreements, and there seems to be a mental impairment where they can't convey their messages articulately. There's no entertainment value whatsoever on top of it all. And they had opinions on the Sarah Palin interview, so I'll just let you listen to it fully in context. The interview, the clip that they're talking about, the interview first, then followed by what they're going to say. So this is the Sarah Palin, TYT, Young Turks commentary on the Sarah Palin clip. Let's go.
Look at the state of the economy now. I mean, just last week, when unemployment went from 8.9% to 9.4%, we quadrupled the deficit in a year. CBO says we're going to have literally $10 trillion in debt at the end of 10 years, where we're paying almost $1 trillion on interest on the debt. You're a governor, you have to balance budgets. What does that mean in terms of the overall economy? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, when you consider that the federal government is about $11 trillion in debt and we're mm-hmm. borrowing more to spend more, it mm-hmm. defies any sensible economic policy that any of us ever learned going mm-hmm. through college, defies economy practices and principles that tell you, you got to quit digging that hole when you are in that financial hole.
Yeah.
America is digging a deeper hole. And how are we paying for this government largesse? We're borrowing from China. And when you consider that now we own 60% of General Motors, or the U.S. government does, mm-hmm. consider, but who is the U.S. government becoming more and more indebted to? It's China. Mm-hmm. So that leads you to have to ask, who really is going to own our car industry then in America?
You know, but it goes back, it does harken back a little to the campaign. I mean, spread the wealth, patriotic
kind
duty.
Of a we told you so?
Well, is that how you feel?
That's how I feel.
We told you so? Please, who got us into this economic mess in the first place? Who got us that $10 trillion debt in the first place? Well, Obama did it in 2 months? How many months has he been off it? 3-4 months? It wasn't your George W. Bush and your Republicans for the last 8 years that got us that $10 trillion deficit?
All right. Stop, 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 stop. Okay, that's the anchor spokesmouth for TYT. No. No, idiot. George W. Bush, when he left office, our deficit was $1.3 trillion in deficit. Not 10. 10. This is Obama's economy. This is on his hands. Go ahead, keep blaming Bush. Keep just right on, keep. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, Bush is a fascist Nazi. Oh, idiot, an imposter. Oh, stupid accent, hit cowboy wearing ex-alcoholic. Oh, God. Oh, but the Messiah, oh, the immaculate Messiah can do no wrong. Who cares that he's a smoker, that he shot up cocaine, that he was a youth, he was a rebel, that he hates the government, that he was brainwashed, that he had a pastor that spewed hate for years, oh, that he was friends, who cares? He can do no wrong, no wrong, no wrong, no wrong, no wrong. This is Obama, guys. This is not George W. Bush. No. Uh-uh. Obama's the money-printing whore. Nah. Oh, yes. Okay, more of this TYT twat crap.
They make it appear as if Obama's like, Oh, look, can I just borrow $10 trillion? Oh, boom, I already spent it in 4 months. Come on, man. 5 months, whatever it's been that he's been in office. Okay, and look, the bottom line here is, as you hear, you didn't take the crazy pill. She struggles with words. She wrestles them. She's like, and then our country being what it is, the economy practices and principles, economic practices and principles. Every word is a struggle. She wrestles with it before she spits it out. You know why? She's not that bright. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
All right, stop, 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 stop. Well, obviously hasn't heard his Messiah off his teleprompter. No, the teleprompter that's running our country right now? I'm sorry that she doesn't have the pull up my ass Harvard debate team, watch every word I say or else I'm going to be gutted out by the media speak, but no. No. No, 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 no. How many more clips of this crap do we have? No, I'm... Four? No, I'm done. I'm that's it with this. I'm done with that. Sarah Palin is a threat. A very, very, very big threat to the left. I mean, she has everything that they've feared. in a candidate against, I mean, she was vice president with a weak, McShameful candidate this time around, but they know that she is Obama's biggest threat in 4 years, and she must be stopped right now before even the slightest bit of support and momentum can be gained, because it's only a matter of time. We're within basic, with this healthcare reform coming up, we are weeks away from a drastic shift in orgasmic worship of the Messiah, Barack Hussein Obama. All right, I'm going to take another break here. When we come back, I have a news story that you probably didn't hear. Probably one of the more insane, horrific, tragic stories in a while, at least, that has come across my desk. But this will be break number two, and we will be back right after this.
Are we supposed to be sitting and waiting, watching for the possibility of a new Holocaust? Who's going to take the responsibility to keep Israel safe? I'll tell you why this really scares the hell out of me, because everything Obama has recommended has turned out to be disastrous. It saddens me greatly to think we were the great power for good in the world. We as Americans knew America to be strong, and we were the liberators of the entire world. We are becoming a weak nation. Obama really thinks he is a soft-spoken Julius Caesar. He thinks he's going to conquer the world with his soft-spoken sweet talk, and really thinks he's going to bring all the enemies of the world into a little playground where they'll swing each other back and forth. We and we alone are the right frame of mind to free this nation from this Obama oppression. Let's give thanks to them for not giving up and staying the course to bring an end to this false prophet, Obama.
Well, there you have it. Finally, a celebrity voice coming out against the New World Order under Barack Hussein Obama. And that voice you just heard would be John Voights. That'd be also Angelina Jolie's father, for all you pincushions out there. Man, was that good to hear. Woke up, did turn on the news that morning, which is rare, but I did turn on the news. Hearing that was one of the best things I've heard in a long time, coming from that box in my living room. But, man, I couldn't have said it better myself. And that's what we need right now. Our voices that stick it straight to the face of Hussein. Because he's out of control. He is out of control. He is absolutely destroying the sovereignty and the fabric of this nation. We are being raped. Every ounce of freedom is being raped away. Raped away. This man has no love, no respect for this country, as you've heard many sound clips of him denying any respect, any gratitude for this nation's founding. He has no respect for blood that has been shed for our borders in the defense of our liberty. And he pisses completely over every fundamental principle. And he loves that word fundamental. Boy, he loves using that word fundamental, so I'm going to use it to describe him. He loves ripping to shreds every fundamental founding principle of this country. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And John Voight, we applaud you for saying it no better than any of us could have. Well, I wanted to read this news story, but that was kind of interesting and probably something you didn't hear anywhere else in the news, but I think I'm going to save it for tomorrow, because that was a high note. John Voight, public appearance at that RNC dinner, and I want to go out with on a high note because we don't have much positive going on right now in this country, and there's really nothing we can look up to or look forward to or have any thread of hope. So I want to end it now, but I will come on tomorrow. I was going to let some news unfold a little bit before I came on again, but there's definitely enough here in this stack remaining that I couldn't get to, and I could easily do another show, if not two, out of it. So again, guys, thank you so much for listening. We got a ton of good response to the first show. It was incredible, and it's absolutely we absolutely thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It's absolutely we absolutely appreciate what your listenership and your support of our site. And as you know, this podcast is really a unique entity in its own. The site, www.conservativedailyblog.com, is really a vehicle to this podcast. We want to post the news stories that we talk about on the site, obviously, but we also would like to have this site exist in its own entity, and that's where we would like any of you who are interested to come in. If you are a blogger, an aspiring journalist, or just have a passion about current events and like in the news and politics, please post a comment on the blog or email us at conservativedailyblog@gmail.com, and you will get exposed, and you're in this, and we would love to provide you the opportunity and the grounds to be able to expose your talents and have your voice be heard. So please, 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 if you have any interest, do not hesitate and post on the blog or email us. So this is going to wrap up podcast number two of www.conservativedailyblog.com show podcast, or just simply Conservative Daily Blog podcast. Please subscribe in iTunes. Go to the iTunes podcast directory, search for Conservative Daily Blog, and you'll find the podcast absolutely free to subscribe. Please pirate the hell out of it. Spread it around. Spread that wealth. I mean, knowledge around. Entertainment. And we appreciate you very much for tuning in. And we're going to keep kicking ass and taking names. They're only going to get better. I'm just honing my skills right now. We're going to have guests. We're going to make it possible to interact with everyone else. We want the hate thrown at us. We want criticism. We want every ounce of our First Amendment rights to be put into practice, and we want to be heard, and we want the youth of today to have a voice, and we want young people to be educated and informed, so that they can take a stand and they can be more, they can have a government work for them rather than they being told that they have to work for the government, because that's not a republic, that's not the nation's founding, and that's not what we want. And we will stop this soft tyranny that exists, and we will take this country back, and we will do it together. This is Brian from the conservativedailyblog.com show podcast. Good night, and we'll be back.
In this country of ours took place the greatest revolution that has ever taken place in world's history, the only true revolution. Every other revolution simply exchanged one set of rulers for another. But here, for the first time in all the thousands of years of man's relation to man, a little group of men, the founding fathers, for the first time, established the idea that you and I had within ourselves the God-given right and ability to determine our own destiny. This freedom was built into our government with safeguards.